Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'll be honest, especially when I was at NBC Connecticut, I mean, I think a huge percentage of our content came from the newspapers. So
they have the people to do it.
Yeah, and they were always ahead of the curve, whereas TV sometimes can be behind the curve.
Yeah.
But obviously the big news earlier in the week that the Hartford Current Tribune, its parent company Tribune, sold to Alden Global Capital for about $630 million. And I was struck because on Twitter, Daniela Altamari, who is the State House reporter for the Hartford Current, just had two words: gut punch, when she saw that. And so we wanted to bring Daniela in to talk about it. Daniela, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. Okay. How are you?
Yeah, more importantly.
I've been better, thank you.
Oh, God.
You know, we've talked a lot. You know, I got my start in print, Daniela, and I, you know, it's an incredible learning curve to work for a newspaper, and especially in the late 90s. And so, you know, we talk about the importance of local journalism, and I just want to know, in general, since you don't have like a newsroom right now to get a feel for, what's it like among your colleagues? Because we know the Current's had a tremendous amount of cuts even without this move.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, this really was sort of a gut punch, but it wasn't unexpected. Alden has been calling the shots for some time now at Tribune, and this just sort of formalizes the arrangement. But it is devastating because it does give them a bigger seat at the table, and that's bad news. This is a company that, you know, its hallmark is aggressive cost-cutting, you know, really cutting things to the bone, focused solely on the short term. And, you know, newspapers are they're struggling. We know that, but there's still a lot of life left. And there's a sense that these are vultures looking to sort of wring every last drop of profit out, and not really focused on the viability of the long-term product.
I mean, you've had some weird things going on, even with Tribune. I'm trying to think who was the guy, Lee Abrams, I think it was, who was basically the, what was he, like creative director or something? He sent out these bizarre memos.
Yeah.
You know,
we've had a string, you're absolutely right, a string of folks, can't forget Sam Zell, even before Tribune. I mean, going back to the 90s when I, you know, when I first started at the Current in the late 90s, there were, you know, a string of owners. Newspapers were incredibly profitable back then. They were basically printing money. And when you see, you know, subscriptions are down, advertising is down, we all know that. But when you see the sort of enrichment of folks who came through here as executives, you start to wonder, you know, maybe it isn't just these other factors. Maybe there are other things at play as well.
You know, that brings me to the Baltimore Sun, and which is now, you know, sold to a nonprofit. I mean, is that the model that we sort of need to go to survive long term?
Will it work?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's clearly a model, and it's a preferable model for sure, compared with you know, folks like Alden who are just focused on the next quarterly results. I mean, we're really excited for Baltimore. I have to say, probably a little jealous as well. There are efforts here in Hartford to try to get a similar model going for the Current, and you know, whether it's a local owner, whether it's who's somebody who's invested in the community and cares about the Current, or a nonprofit model, those would all be, you know, so preferable to what we're dealing with Alden. We do have a campaign, Save the Current. You can go to our website and please support us, because we need help.
What's our website? Save the Current.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
What if some rich person swooped in? How much would it cost to get the Current, do you think? I mean, I know this is pie in the sky.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it would be. Would it be $2 million, $5 million, $10 million, $1 million? I have no idea.
I have no idea either. I'm not a money person.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know.
You're right.
But I do know, you know, ostensibly it's not for sale, right? It's part of this chain, right. But we all know everything has a price, and if the right price came up, I'm sure Alden, I would hope Alden would be willing to entertain an offer similar to the one they did in Baltimore.
So now we know, even under Tribune, they took the printing presses, which were downstairs, and, you know, kind of gave life to the newspaper. Now that's up in Springfield. I remember hanging around in the newsroom, believe it or not, I was, with Bobby Rossner, I think it was, and I was hanging around up there, and, you know, there's a synergy that goes on, and now that you guys aren't even seeing each other, you know, I think, you know, it's got to be really tough to do what you do from home.
It is tough. I mean, right now, everything's from home. You know, I covered that legislative hearing on the vaccine mandate yesterday and the day before, 24 hours, all on Zoom. So, you know, the whole world is at home right now, and we're all making do, and we're all making, you know, making the accommodations that we need to. But soon, you know, hopefully, everybody will go back to their offices, and life will resume, and we don't have a newsroom. And you're right, that's a huge loss. Psychologically, for collaboration, for so many reasons, that's tough, and I don't know how we're gonna work around that.
How do you communicate with your colleagues? I mean, you know, it's interesting because I came from TV, Daniela, and COVID has negatively impacted our newsroom. But when COVID's done, TV will still have a newsroom, and we still have, you know, actually, when I was in NBC in Boston at NACN, we had a big one. And here in radio, same thing. There's not much of a newsroom, mainly because of COVID. But I mean, how do you work with people?
It's tough. So much of what we do is collaborative. So much of what we do is, you know, I won't say creative because we're not, you know, novelists, but there is a creative element to journalism. And a lot of it is just these, you know, serendipitous conversations. You happen to see someone in the break room, or you just walk by the desk and they tell you, hey, you got to call, you know, so-and-so. They're a great source on whatever you're writing about. And that is gone. And I don't know how you duplicate that over Teams. It's going to be tough.
You know, aside from picking up AP copy, which you have to end up doing eventually in various other news services, you know, The Current was great for local news in that you had like an Avon bureau or a Farmington Valley bureau. Mm-hmm. You had one east of the river. I mean, so you guys, you know, you'd show up at the city hall meeting or the budget meeting and report on it. Nobody's doing that now.
Well, we are still doing that with a far smaller staff.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
We still do have local reporters. And, you know, I'll have to say, despite all the hardship and despite all the difficulty, I think The Current still is doing amazing work day in and day out. I mean, you know, our COVID coverage, I think, has been top notch. Yeah. And despite all these distractions and, you know, perhaps the company's best efforts to try to squeeze every last penny out of us, we are still, you know, doing really strong work. And, you know, ultimately that's what counts, you know, trying to serve our readers, trying to serve our communities.
We're talking with Daniela Altamare here from the Hartford Current. First of all, we're grateful for your time and to come in and talk to us. We really are grateful. And the newspaper is important to Hartford and beyond. Just really quickly, in terms of your day-to-day, anything going on at the State House that we should know about that we don't know about, whether there's any legislation that's going to happen or not happen that we should be talking about?
Well, as you know, this is the time of year it's starting to get very, very busy, and there's a lot of a lot of public hearings and just, you know, so much day in and day out. And then you overlay COVID over it. And, you know, there's no shortage of things happening.
Yeah. And you know, as you will hear from Aaron at 7:30, there's even a proposal for a right to housing. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's percolating around there. So we will get into that. Hey, Daniela, I wish you the best of luck and Dave and everybody else in the world. Okay.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah. You're heroes. You know, you can scribe online, and it's not that expensive. Pennies a day.
Yeah, and it's the digital edition can be kind of fun because you can just sort of scroll through it in almost like a paperish kind of way.
There you go.